Southwark News, Thursday, January 23rd, 2014. We've got the slowest road in the country, and it's called Jamaica Road. Filmmakers have appealed for exasperated drivers to give their view on Bermondsey's and Britain's slowest road. The queues in Jamaica Road that sometimes stretch back as far as Tower Bridge have become the stuff of South London folklore, and no wonder. The average speed in 1 month last year was 0.08 miles per hour. Transport for London even added to the delays in March by narrowing the access to the tunnel, bringing roads in the north of the borough to a virtual gridlock. Television producers have now announced plans to cover the road's snail-paced traffic in a Channel 5 programme and have appealed for frustrated drivers to get in touch. Alex Dwyer, a development producer, said, "According to data assembled by RAM Traffic in the spring of last year, Jamaica Road, which is round the corner from the news offices, is the most congested in the UK. In order to make a film, we need people who have experience of this road, or people who rely on it to get from A to B on a regular basis, and it makes their lives a misery." He added, "It is possible that people could use the exposure to help drive improvements, but that's not the focus of the show." The appeal follows the survey last year, which found that those travelling along this route to Southwark averaged just 0.08 miles per hour, between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. in February 2013. The next worst congested route was the B221 in Bedford Road in Clapham, where traffic managed 0.13 miles per hour. Third equal in the slow coach list was Greenhill Way in Harrow, northwest London, and Queen Anne's Gate in Westminster, with rates of 0.25 miles per hour. All the 10 slowest moving roads were in Greater London, while the worst route outside London was the A5081 Parkway in Trafford Park, Manchester, at 0.69 miles per hour. In a 2010 traffic study, the council said, "All approaches to the Rotherhithe Tunnel roundabout are severely congested, most significantly Jamaica Road and Lower Road, in all three time periods. Traffic is both metered upstream of the roundabout and is also limited by traffic queuing back from the width restriction at the tunnel approach. The Rotherhithe Tunnel roundabout operates over capacity in all scenarios, including the base year. This is because the access to the tunnel has a width restriction, which causes traffic to slow down significantly and therefore reduce the capacity of the link approaching the tunnel." Globally, London is the fifth worst city in the world for traffic jams, with Brussels, strangely, coming up top, according to the annual INRIX traffic scorecard. Some of the longest one-off hold-ups have been further afield, with a 62-mile line of stationary traffic reported in Beijing, China, in August 2010. Anyone who would like to take part in the programme about Jamaica Road should email Alex Dwyer, roadsandcommutes@stv.tv.